God's love will do the best for the other person. Always. That's very difficult for us to do. Natural love will say, I want it my way. I want to do it my way. I'm going to give you some examples down here in a minute as we go on down here. In Romans chapter 13, verse 10, it says, love works no ill to its neighbor. No ill to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Very difficult to walk there. People that used to think it was hard to walk under the law. When they thought it was hard to walk under the law, to walk under love without the power of the Holy Spirit and the new creature that's in you, it would literally be impossible. There is no way any human being that's not a new creature, that's not constantly renewing your mind and your heart with the Word of God, can even come close to walking in this. You have to renew your mind with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit's got to be in control of you. When you let the flesh take control, you're going to lose it every time. And that's so difficult to do. But you can do it. You can't treat people wrong and think we can prosper as Christians. It's just not something you can do. Walking in love is the way to victory in life. We need to train ourselves to say, this thing I'm ready to do, or say, how will it affect my brother or sister? You need to start saying. In other words, I've heard this little cliche that a lot of people use, say, what would Jesus do in this case? Well, that's a good thing to think. Well, when you get to where you can think like Jesus, then you and Jesus should think the same way, because Christ is in you. Now then, if love works no ill in marriage, anytime we have a problem, husbands and wives need to ask themselves, what would love do in this case? It will change us for the better. When you ask, what would love do in this case, or what would Jesus do in this case, it will change the way you do business. Now, some folks don't do this, and it creates problems in their marriages. Now, I'm telling you, I deal with people on a regular basis. I have people come to my ministry center from all over the country, and I sit down and talk with them, sometimes one-on-one or sometimes the couples, for hours. I sit and talk with them about the things of God. And some of the things I've learned, let me give you an example here. Some dear women, you know, it's just amazing, women will not have sex with their husbands. It seems like it's amazing that what the devil does, he'll take a man and a woman that's not married, and he will do everything in his power to get that man and woman in bed together to have sex together before they get married, so he can get legal right to both of them. So the devil can send a demon to come inside and torment both of those people. Because the minute they have sex out of wedlock, they have opened a door to the demonic world because of their disobedience to the promises of God, to the statements of God, and the demons are there to come in to torment them. But once they get married, a devil does everything he can to create problems between a man and a woman to keep them out of bed with each other. Isn't that amazing? But that's the way it works. And some women will not walk in a God kind of love. Their husbands or men need to have sex more often as a rule than women do. So God made the woman for the man. He didn't make the man for the woman. He made the woman for the man. The woman is to submit to her husband. Now, any time a woman withholds her body from her husband sexually, she is being disobedient to God's word. And she's sinning. And she's opening a door to the demonic tormenting spirit to come into her home and torment her. The scriptures clearly says in here, in 1 Corinthians 7, if you've not read this, in 1 Corinthians 7, 5, he says, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time. Now, he's talking about sex right there in the Word of God. that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Now, that's the only time that a man and a woman is not supposed to have sex together when they're married, is during the time. Well, I say the only time. That's not true either. There is some other times. But the one time for sure is when they're praying and fasting. They're not to have a sexual relationship when they're praying and fasting. They're to give themselves totally and completely to God. And when they give themselves totally and completely to God, the scripture clearly says there that we are there to defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and then come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency, your self-control. Now then, so many men and so many women, it's not always the man. I've dealt with both cases. I've dealt with men that will withhold themselves from their wives also because something they don't like. And then they wonder why the wife goes astray. She meets another man. He's kind and gentle to her, talks with her, meets her needs. And first thing you know, they wind up in bed together. And now you got this problem of adultery. Well, let me tell you, if both of you will walk in the God kind of love, you will not withhold yourself from each other, and you'll love each other, and there will be no problems of either one of you going outside of the home for sex. Because if you do that, you're going to open the door to the demonic world. Satan's going to get in there, and he's going to cause all kinds of problems with your home, because the Lord clearly told you in his word, you are not to commit adultery or have sex outside of the marriage bed. People don't realize that when you do this, you may think you're doing it in secret and nobody knows. But God knows and the devil knows. And when you do that, you always open a door to the demonic world. I have had many, many, many cases. Now, some of you are not going to like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because I've experienced this with many, many families. I've taken many families that they might have multiple children. 1, 2, 3, 4 normal children. And then they have a fifth one. But the fifth one is born mentally retarded. And then you go back and you find out that the man committed adultery between the fourth child and the fifth child with another woman. He opened the door to a devil, and the devil came in. Or you take a woman that has and a husband that has a normal child, and then the second one has cerebral palsy. You go back and check and find out the man committed adultery with a woman when he was out of town between the time the first one and the second one was born. Or the woman had sex with a man that wasn't her husband while her husband was out of town because they were having a problem or something. And the child that was born, boy or girl, who knows what the problems are, but we've seen every kind of problem known to man. Some people say, well, I have a handicapped child and I never committed adultery. Well, maybe if you didn't commit adultery, what other sin did you might do that's not according to God's word? Or what about your spouse? Do you know what they've done? You really don't. I've come back and found people that says, you know, I did not commit adultery. I never committed adultery. I never done anything wrong, but I have a handicapped child. And we go back and check and find out the other spouse, unbeknownst to this one spouse, that just before that one was conceived or during the time that one was being carried, they committed adultery with another human being. Or even sometimes they just fantasize about another human being. And that's sin. And that causes problems with the children. Or sometimes they just don't want the child. And they get this bitterness within them. And that bitterness within them will cause that child to be born handicapped. I've seen it many times. Or I've even seen it back when the grandparents were the problem. See, the Word of God says, under the law, that the sins of the fathers will be passed to the children, to the third and the fourth generation. That's in Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments is. He clearly says, and of course it's in there several places, that the sins of the fathers will be passed to the children to the third and the fourth generation, unless a child is born out of wedlock. And in that case, it's 10 generations. 10 generations that child will not be allowed in the tabernacle. 10 generations. It's amazing. But today, as Christians, that curse which was spoken by God years and years and thousands of years ago can be broken by the blood of Jesus. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus today, we would be in trouble. But because of the infinite love of God, this kind of love that we're talking about here, how we can walk in God's power, He had that magnificent love, and when He sent His Son redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. So by faith, anybody can break the curse that's been put upon them. All they got to do is repent of their sins and claim the redemption from the curse. Now then, if a man and a woman had a sexual relationship outside of marriage, and then they're going to get married and they're going to have children, whatever you do, break those curses and break those soul ties with those other people before you get married or before you have children. You have a much better chance of your children being born normal and no handicap. Everything. If you will walk in this God kind of love, if you will walk in obedience to His Word, and you'll break every curse over you, you can bring perfect, beautiful children into the world. You know, there's a devil out there. And this devil has come to steal, kill, and to destroy. So if you'll walk in this God kind of love, you'll not open any doors to that devil. And God promised in His Word to bless you and your children if you will be obedient to walk in His Word. So you want to do what God says in every case. You got to remember this God kind of love that we live in. This love that is here, He has done everything by the blood of Jesus. He has set us free. He has given us salvation. He's given us healing. He's given us the breaking of the curse. Jesus Christ, because of this great and awesome love that He has for us, has given to mankind every possible thing we could want. It's all in this book, and it come to set us free. So whatever you do, get in the Word, study the Word, and walk in this God kind of love, because if you will, God will answer your prayer in great and mighty ways and do great things for you.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.